What do they make out of hog
blood? Have you heard of blood sausage or blood pudding?
I've heard of blood pudding.
Okay. Did you realize it was made out of
blood?
Hog blood?
No.
Okay. Did you ever take the juice of the head cheese, stir it up with cornmeal, maybe some hog meat, cook it, and then after it gets cold, slice it and fry it?
No.
Have you heard of scrapple?
Yeah, I've heard of scrapple.
Okay, what does...
I don't know.
Okay. Suppose you'd kept your butter too long and it didn't taste good. How would you describe the taste or its condition?
Rancid.
Okay. Thick sour milk that you keep on hand is called?
Buttermilk.
Any other?
Sour milk, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Have you heard of clabber?
Yeah, I've heard of clabber.
Okay. Do you know what you would make from clabber?
Butter? I don't know.
What's the kind of cheese that you can get little cartons that's white and it's kind of
bottom? Cottage cheese.
Okay. What do you do to get the purity out of milk? You have to...
Pasteurize it.
Yeah, it's a word talking about what they do. You can also do this to vegetables. You
blanch it?
Spaghetti to get all the water
you
out.
Boil it? Drain it.
Okay, it's like drain, but you might... S-T-R-A-I-N.
Strain.
Okay.
Strain.
What is baked in a deep dish made of apples with a crust on top?
A pie.
Okay, are there any different types of dessert like that?
Well, a deep dish apple pie. A deep dish is called a cobbler.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Shallow dish is a pie.
Okay. Are there any other apple dishes that have names you can tell me about?
Apple dumplings, apple cobbler, apple pie, baked apples.
Okay, can you describe apple dumplings and baked apples?
Okay, baked apples, you just put them in a small bowl or a large bowl with several in it, and you core out the center, take the center part out and fill it with butter and sugar and cinnamon. Bake it for about 40 minutes. And an apple dumpling is an apple that is wrapped in dough. And it's cooked in the oven, too.
Okay. Somebody has a good appetite, you'd say he sure likes to put away his
food.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a sweet liquid? You take milk or cream mixed with sugar and nutmeg, and you pour over it a pie?
No. What is that?
We just have sauce.
Oh.
Okay. What would food taken between regular meals be called?
Snacks.
Okay, and you would say, I will breakfast, I will...
Snack, eat.
Okay, yesterday at that time I had already...
Eaten.
And last week I...
Ate.
Okay, what do people drink for breakfast?
Coffee, tea, milk, orange juice.
Okay, how do you make coffee?
You open a, a jar of instant coffee and pour in a spoonful, add some sugar and... That's it.
Okay, what do you drink when you're thirsty?
Water.
And you drink it out of?
A glass.
Okay, the glass fell off the sink and?
Broke.
You might say, I didn't.
Break it.
But somebody has.
Broken it.
Okay. If I ask you how much did you drink, you'd say, I.
Drank.
Okay, then you might ask me, how much have you?
Drunk.
We sure.
Drank.
Okay. When dinner's on the table and the family's standing around waiting to begin, what do you say to them? They're standing up and you might tell them to.
Please be seated.
Okay. Let's see, if you want somebody, say somebody has passed you potatoes and they haven't taken any themselves, what would you tell them, what would you say to them to get them to go ahead and take some potatoes themselves?
Well, I'd either say, have some potatoes and pass them on, or I'd say, please pass the potatoes. Personally, I'd say, please pass the potatoes, because I have a thing about somebody saying, have the potatoes.
Well, the tape's about to run out.